came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in a circus. She parks her car outside of my house and takes her clothes off. Says she's close to understanding Jesus, and she knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous. Right here.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Jaded. This is Jody. Not a smooth move there, but just in case, I have to give credit to Counting Crows and their song Round Here. That last sentence, the last part of that really just got me. Because even though I'm doing well, I'm clean, I'm, other than pot, no drugs on board, I have trouble acting normal. I don't know what normal is, but I think it's something that I'm supposed to be that I'm not, because everywhere all around me, people in my life are disappointed at who I am, and I'm just me. I mean, is it up to me to discover, because God knows they won't tell me. Do I have to figure out what it is that sits well with them and do that? When is it okay to just be me? Kind of goes back to the whole jaded thing. It's like, I don't understand. Are any of us ever actually told how to do it right? I mean, I know I wasn't, but when I say I was never told that, I feel like I'm whining or that I'm complaining. I'm not. I just, it sucks that all these people in my life are disappointed in me. Or, it's got to be disappointed, whatever it is. I didn't meet something. Like, it's not just okay to be me and have faults and screw up. But God damn it, if I didn't fucking care, I wouldn't ask for another chance. I wouldn't apologize. I wouldn't feel bad for what I did if I truly did not intend to hurt them. But I understand the other side of the spectrum. Like, how many chances do you give? How many times do you allow someone to hurt you? And I want to flip back real quick to that. I didn't mean to hurt you. I don't know how to get through to you. I don't know how to help you understand what's important to me and what I need. And I know that sounds selfish, but goddammit, tell me what you need, ever, anytime. Because I'm guessing all of this time. I'm guessing and doing what I believe you will recognize as love. So anyone in my life who's listening, or anyone who is listening, if there's someone in your life that's important for whatever reason, blood, marriage, birth, and you're just feeling like there's not a good connection there, it's not that we don't love you. It's not that you don't love us. It's not that there's not love. If there's a connection between two people, there is effort. Period. There is effort. Or there wouldn't be any connection. We all know how that goes. You don't have to smile at the person you pass in the hall. You don't have to remember their name or ask them how they are. But if you actually take a step farther and include that person in your life outside of necessary interactions, that means you're making an effort. And if you screw up, it just means that you're human. I pause when I say that because I know that there are people who don't see their behavior as destructive, who don't recognize the pain they're causing others. And those type of behaviors should not be forgotten, should not be let go of, should not be forgiven. Repetitive hurt that's ignored by the one inflicting it is just abuse. Period. But if there is, if the person truly is contrite when they apologize, when they actually do show or make efforts that you can see, there should be a, give a little, I don't, not credit, but recognize there's true effort there. There's true caring. And it is always up to the person who was hurt or wounded or wronged to give forgiveness. And I hate that fucking word. I have a personal history with that word personally, but to be one in the position of seeking it, it's definitely different. If forgiveness is what I need to seek, that's what I seek, to right the wrongs that I've done. I would prefer to correct or I just give me another chance, and I won't. They won't. You won't. Whoever really wants another shot at fixing something they fucked up, I don't know. It's always up to the individual, but there have not been a lot of times in my life that someone who's hurt me gave a shit enough to see the wrong they'd done and try to make good on it. But lately, I've found myself in that position with a lot of people that I'm very close to, and it's hard. It's hard when, I don't know, I guess I can just say this, right? My children, I've always been one who didn't want to lie to my kids, didn't want to pretend that life wasn't hard, that we didn't struggle, that me choosing to divorce their dad so that I could give them what I thought was a better life wasn't hard on us. Like, all the things I thought about that, what they saw was I struggled, I left their dad, and then I went to jail. I mean, essentially, that is what happened. it's not how or, you know, there's no lead up to any of that, but essentially that is what happened. And, well, and then getting out of jail, I got addicted. And I've got a really complicated, broken, fucked up, crazy situation to fix with my kids, and I honestly don't know how. I can't fix my relationship with my father or my mother or that relationship, so I don't know why I think I can fix the one between me and my kids, but fucking A, I'd really like to. If you ever met my kids there, for the most part, they're pretty great. They're a little damaged. Some obvious, some not, but all definitely bear the war wounds of, well, being born to Marcos and I. But they're all really wonderful in their own ways, too. And I miss all of that, all of them. But I keep fucking it up. I don't know how to do this role of drugged out mom with no home. And for a while, no job. I tried to get in touch with someone tonight just to talk, because I really needed to talk. But I've done a pretty good job of alienating anybody that would actually be there for me when I asked for that. And, Sorry, I totally forgot where I went with that. I know this sounds crazy, but I think sometimes some memories are so painful. For me, my brain just shuts down because it makes an association with like times that I don't even recall consciously that must have been very painful for me, and my brain just makes this decision to go, oh, psh, you know what, we're not going to participate in this shit. And I would have thought that was crazy about 2 months ago, me just saying that, you know, like I would have thought saying that out loud to other people would sound crazy, but my sister said it to me, and she said, you know, sometimes there are just things that my brain is like, oh, you know what, we're not dealing with this, and oh, it's lights out, like she passes out, and I think I just black out in some of those instances, but the fact that she said it, and in my head, I was like, oh, fuck, she does too, like that, it does actually happen. I mean, whether or not anybody else understands that, I got confirmation from my sister that, yeah, it's totally possible for your brain to just check the fuck out, and I think that's what mine just did. So, I don't remember, I don't care what painful memory I was just trying to talk about, but I also have to say, just being able to talk about this on this podcast, if that's what it is, I don't know. For me, it's just kind of like an audio journal. I don't really know that there's anybody out there that listens. Yeah, it's not terribly important, but it would be nice if anybody was getting anything from this. Otherwise, it helps me to be able to say this stuff out loud. I don't even know how it comes across. I don't know if what I'm saying is, like, crazy out there. I'm a ridiculous person and I create all kinds of bullshit, like, outlandish, or if maybe, like, this shit happens to other people, too. Like, I don't know, but, you know, when I say this on the podcast, there's not actually anybody here to counteract anything I say, so I guess I could let it be whatever I wanted. I wish my brain was that simple, but for the moment, I'm going to let it be, because I've got a smile on my face, and that doesn't happen often, so I'm going to let all of this be whatever it is. But Jaded was not a title I came across lightly. I've said it before, but I'm the third of four girls, and my parents named us all with J's, Joanna, Jessica. When my mom was giving birth to me, my mom suggested that we name me Jade, and my father said, oh no, that's too black. So my mom then suggested Jody. But I, well, first of all, my father's disregard for that fits me more, I think. And I think Jade is a beautiful name, and who cares if I was black? Well, I guess maybe my dad would, but, so Jaded, just Jaded in general, raised Mormon. I don't know. Mormon, white, abusive father, subdued mother, six children, Utah. There's a lot in there. There's a lot in there. Hit by a car when I was six. Kicked out when I was pregnant at 18. There's a lot. That's just me. I have five siblings. There's definitely more. But, I really don't know where this is going, except that when I was influenced to do this podcast, the person that influenced me to do it thought that I had a lot of experiences to share, and that he thought a lot of good could come out of this. And due to the fact that he's my inspiration, and I'm still inspired by that, I'm continuing this, but I'm sorry for the lack of content. I can say day 16, Friday, gonna be in Vegas. So, two nights in Vegas, maybe we'll have some stories, I don't know. But, Trevante, I miss you. Everybody, thank you for listening. This is Jaded, and I'm Jody, and I hope you'll listen next time.